So automatically all of your sectarian issues need to go out the window.
Great. You feel upset, you cry even. What next? I'm getting so many messages from youths especially, but from others as well. They're saying, what can we do?
Well, the answer to that is anything that you possibly can.
Assalamu alaikum, dear viewers. Welcome to the Islamic Pulse Talk Show. Today we're going to be talking a little bit about Palestine. It's an ongoing issue. It has been ongoing for the last 70 years. It is the most important issue of the Islamic world. I just wanted to dive into some discussion with Sayyid Shahryar and Sheikh Ali today. And we're just going to go for it. Sheikh Ali, Bismillah.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. So 70 years of occupation, 70 years of non-stop oppression, 70 years of racism, 70 years of killing of babies and raping the women and killing the elderly and the men and the women. It's a chaos. The chaos has been created by the camp of the oppressors. The chaos has been created by America. The chaos has been created by British. The chaos has been created by the very Zionist regime, the illegitimate Zionist regime that has no right to exist and is going to be wiped off.
There's some people now, Sayyid, I'm going to drag you in here as well, who say that our focus on Palestine is wrong for various reasons, and they try to divert our focus in different places. I've noticed as well among some of the so-called scholars, particularly in the West, but it's a phenomenon that exists across the world, they don't raise awareness about Palestine. They don't want to focus on the oppressors, the real oppressors. And so they seem to pick fights with Sunnis, for example, or some other lay issues. What's going on here? I mean,
yeah, I don't know, before you have a very famous and well-known tradition. It seems like everybody, especially among the Muslims, kids, young, old, men, women, they know this tradition of the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where he says that the Muslim ummah is like one body, mm-hmm. Right? I think this is a very fundamental thing that we need to understand. The Muslim ummah is like one body. So automatically all of your sectarian issues need to go out the window. Awesome. We are all one Muslim ummah. We are one body. Now we need to understand that when, and just like the tradition, it says when one part gets hurt or when one part gets diseased, the rest of the body will also be diseased. Places like Palestine or Syria or Iraq, or for example, sanctions on the Islamic Republic of Iran or Yemen, these are all different parts of that one Islamic Muslim ummah. If any of these places are put in danger, are harmed, right, are destroyed, are under attack, we need to understand that it is as if the whole Muslim ummah is under attack.
Now, what if you don't feel pain and you don't feel concern? Because we have another hadith where the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, one who wakes up in the morning and is not concerned with the affairs of the Muslims is not a Muslim. So right. What if you wake up in the morning and you just don't care, you're just going about your day? What does this actually mean?
I think first and foremost, if you wake up in the morning or when you look at the news, let's say, you know, when you wake up, you're kind of tired, you want coffees. The Muslim oppression isn't the first thing you think of. But when you turn the TV on and you see that, for example, last night, the Zionist entity conducted airstrikes, right? They flew a military jet, they dropped bombs, big bombs too, on the top of some family, right, while they were sleeping. Mm. This is another weird thing. They don't do it as much during the day as they do it as much as they do it at night. Mm. When people are sleeping, they conduct airstrikes.
I didn't notice that before. Right? And I think another point there is because they don't want cameras to pick this stuff up.
Yeah.
They want people to be unaware, not ready, not expecting it. In the daytime, you can very clearly see all the smoke, right. All the ash, all the blood and everything. In the nighttime, Israelis are nasty. I mean, didn't they bomb that media?
Yeah, they one of the first things they did was to bomb the media building, right? A couple of stories which had multiple media centers in there, like Al Jazeera was there and a couple other guys. So but what I was saying was that if you see this massacre happening on the news, and it doesn't move you, it doesn't make you sad, it doesn't make you concerned, it doesn't keep you up at night wondering, these are kids under rubble, some of them buried alive.
Mm. Yeah, and there's videos coming out of them
taking live kids out of the rubble. If this doesn't shake you, you know, forget about Islam. There is something wrong with your humanity.
Awesome.
There is something wrong with your humanity.
Now, okay, fine. You feel concerned now. Great. You feel upset. You cry even. What next? I'm getting so many messages from youths especially, but from others as well. They're saying, what can we do?
Well, the answer to that is anything that you possibly can.
Awesome.
You know, and everybody has been gifted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with different potentials. Right? Some people can speak well, some people can write well, some people can draw well, some people can, you know, they're good poets, you know, they can write poems, some people are good activists, they can go out in the streets and make noise, because at the end of the day, you have to let the world know, right? If you're not doing any of that, if you're not doing, you know, even an ounce, even an inch of anything, then you should be questioning, like Sayyid said, your humanity. Why not? Pick the easiest thing to start with. We're not asking you to, you know, just go and fight in Gaza, right? Nor are we going, right? That's not the point. The point is, do whatever is in your might. Be out there, you know, be counted. Right. At least be a head count.
At least be a head count, yeah.
Right? At least do enough that you can stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the Day of Judgment and say, I was on the right side.
And of course, the great book, Greater Sins, one of the greater sins is actually to not help the oppressed. You're actually committing a sin. You might be just praying in your house. You know, you might be in wudu, you might be tahir, you might be clean spiritually in your mind. You might be reading the Quran, you're doing oppression. Why? You didn't help the oppressed today. You know, just make it your goal to do at the very least, one thing a day for the sake of the oppressed. You know, it could be any number of things.
Now, whatever that means to you, mm-hmm. It could mean anything, you know. It's different for different people, like I said, right? Use your abilities, use your resources, use your skills, use your strengths. At least dedicate a portion of your day to be concerned about the Muslims and the Muslim Ummah. Is it asking for too much? No. You know, pick up phone calls and let people know. You know, if there are protests happening, go join the protests. If there are no protests happening, try to organize one.
Try to organize them. This is what I say to a lot of people.
Because those who are organizing the protests, they're no different than us. Mm-hmm. They're people like us. Right. If they can organize it, we can organize it too. Mm-hmm. If there's no protest happening in your city, in your town, in your locality, go ahead and organize. On the internet, right? I know the blackout. I know how Facebook and Twitter and Instagram, they keep deleting the posts and banning the accounts. Despite all that, this is your resistance. Despite all this, go out and, you know, create a hashtag in support of Palestinians. Float that hashtag. If there is already a hashtag, support that hashtag on Twitter.
Yeah. Right? Actually, a very quick point. If you want to know how popular the resistance is, go and look on these platforms, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all of these platforms, and just see how many, you know, statements, posters, hashtags in support of Palestine you will see.
And this because is after the blackout.
This is after they have blocked and they have silenced and they have completely cut off so many people's communication.
Shadow banning.
It's
amazing that how they control the statistics, how they control the numbers. They don't let it be that popular narrative. And those tactics are very easy. Like for people who have a technology background, they know exactly what I'm talking about. How you control the viewership, how you control the view counts, that, you know, incrementing counters. How do you just control
them? You do come from a software engineering background. Yes. So as a software engineer, like, what is actually going on? I mean, I don't want to go too much into the technicality of things, but you see that, for example, some videos just certainly should have way more views. And some of them, they are about useless topics, but they've got like in the millions of views. So what's actually happening? And I'm noticing as well that weird random videos are being recommended to me and coming up on my feed. And I'm just like, I've never even...
Even the profiles you have subscribed to, their videos would not show up.
Yeah.
It's like, even okay, what am I doing? I thought I subscribed. Well, the short answer is the game is done through algorithms, right? So there is coding in the back end, right? There is programming in the back end. In that programming, there are different algorithms running. You know, I'm trying to break it down very low level. Now, in layman's language, if, let's say, three of us, we watch a video, right? It should go up by three counts, mm-hmm. right? 102, 101, 102, 103, 104, right? It should be.
Yeah.
Well, you can code it very easily that instead of three counts, it just counts it as one count, one increment. Mm. So instead of going to 103, it just stays at 101. Now, yeah. it is also possible, because the software is at the end of the day in my hands, right? So I can just code it. It's also possible that for this particular profile, let's say Islamic Pulse, right? These three clicks came from different parts of the world, different regions, right? Don't count them. It's very simple. It's one-time programming and you're done with it. You're just going to, you know, turn the flag on and just watch the show. And on the other hand, you know, the brothers who are working hard on producing the content, they're getting what? Discouraged. Disappointed.
This is what I'm worried about.
This is the software.
This is
the real software is against the warriors of the software. People who are not in the arena, you know, it's easy. They're done deal. They don't even know there's a war waged against them. They've been swallowed completely, you know. They're the victim of that whole system already. But the warriors of the software, now they're after them. Mm-hmm. They're trying to discourage them and make sure that they lose hope.
Yeah, and that's you, brothers and sisters out there who are making videos, who are sharing our content. And, you know, a good idea is to make reaction videos. Just take one of our videos or another video that you feel is useful and just film yourself reacting to it. It's such a very quick idea that I can throw out there. But yeah, this is the point that I'm really worried about, the discouraging factor, because when they see that certain videos have millions and millions of views and certain videos have thousands only, mm-hmm. then it's going to be like, oh, this is not popular, that's popular. And so it makes your spiritual, emotional state kind of come down. Now, I wanted to talk about...
And that's the psychological warfare that we all have to be very careful. Don't let it get to you. Mm-hmm. This is why they're doing it. So you become passive. You become like, I can't make a difference. They just want to turn you into this hopeless being, which is not good for anything but themselves, you know, their systems, their apparatus. Mm. Don't become hopeless. You know, do your wazifa, do your job, let this content reach to whoever deserves to receive it. Rest assured, Allah is going to make it happen. It's not your job. You did your job already, yeah. right? So inshallah, you know, this is a message that everybody should.
Just very quickly, one of the best platforms to follow Islamic Pulse on is Telegram. Make sure you follow the Telegram channel and Shia TV, definitely. I wanted to delve into these people because there are people out there, and I'll come to say it with this, who say that all of this kind of, these kinds of activities, the protests and all of this kind of stuff, protests and, I don't know, making videos, raising awareness actually, they say that it doesn't have any effect. There's no point behind it. This is something that has been expressed out there, and I would like to know what you think about it.
I think it's very clear that protesting, raising your voice, raising awareness, educating other people. One of the things Sheikh Ali brought up, he says, in any manner that you can, in any manner that you are good at, proclaiming this message, putting this message out there that this is oppression that's taking place, that this is tyranny being taking place, that this is collective punishment that is being meted out to the Palestinians, right? These things make a very big difference. They have an impact, right? It's interesting, based upon Sheikh Ali's algorithm science, if they didn't think that this had an impact, they wouldn't come up with these crazy algorithms to try to limit the viewership.
This is, by the way, just one way of them limiting us and limiting the voice of reason and justice, right?
Right.
This is just one way that I brought up.
Right. Yeah. And so it makes a big difference, and everybody needs to.
Man, that's an excellent point.
Stand
just very
up.
Quickly, notice there are so many huge protests. I mean, that one in London was, like, personally, it was shocking for me, mashallah. Mainstream media doesn't cover it.
Have you looked at the one in Michigan, Dearborn, Michigan?
I think I've seen the pictures, yeah.
It was amazing, and some amazing speeches there too, mashallah.
But
you know, these guys are really standing
up. I saw that one.
Right?
Really good.
That's the Dearborn one, right? And
fearlessly speaking.
Canada, again, you know, I was speaking with someone the other day, and they had two protests. The first one was comparatively smaller, about 2,500, 3,000 people, something like that, right? As this one brother told me. And then the second one was a few times the size of the first one. You know, it was, I asked him, so how many people came? He's like, well, there were a lot. I'm like, well, okay, so 5,000? He's like, well, it was way more than that. So I don't know, like, what the number is, seven. This is Canada, right? Yeah. One thing you keep in mind, right? When it's going off of your question, right? When you say that whether it's making a difference or not, if it was not making a difference, your profile would not have been deleted by these mainstream social media. Why would you, do you think, like, why would they sit down and take time out or even write something, a code or piece of code or something, to just, you know, silence you? They know it's making a difference. They just want to give you an impression that it's not making a difference.
Ahsant, and this is the point that I wanted to make about the protests. Look, if you've seen these images, videos of these protests taking place, then you've probably, I'm guessing, gotten them from a friend or that crazy WhatsApp group or from Telegram. Or did the mainstream media show you? They're trying to cover it up. They're trying to hide it. No, there's no protest going on. Yeah. Go home, watch Netflix.
And if they were not effective, they would have just shown it, because they need transmission for their TV anyways. They're always running after transmission, you know, recording stuff, recording, you know, waste of time stuff. Why would they not show it? Because they know that it's going to be impactful. They know it's going to be psychologically uplifting for everyone watching it.
In short, I think the consensus is that it is effective.
Yes, of course, it's very effective, and it needs to be done, and it's not limited to just Muslims. If you look at this this phenomenon this year, after this current incursion by the Zionist regime, you will see there's a very different energy all across the world. For example, we named some countries. You have Australia. You have, there was a huge
Cape
protest.
Cape Town, South Africa.
Africa, Kenya.
Kenya?
Yes, there was a huge one, a Palestine solidarity in Kenya, Morocco, Jordan, right? The people of these countries, we're not even worried about the governments. That's, you know, the governments are all pitiful governments who have no independence, they have no self-determination.
They don't even represent
the Muslims. If you look at the population and the masses of the Muslims and non-Muslims, for example, your protest in Canada or in the US, whether it was New York or Michigan or Australia or the UK, they weren't all Muslims. I wouldn't be surprised if if 50% or even maybe the majority were non-Muslims who came out in solidarity for Palestine. It is a completely different picture this time around.
Let me add something to this. This year, this last incursion, this last episode that is happening in Palestine, in Gaza right now, it's unprecedented even for Gaza itself.
Right, it is unprecedented.
Right, it never happened in the past to this extent. Targeting Tel Aviv, right? And look at this. They're not settling for anything less than the annihilation and destruction and complete obliteration of the Zionist regime, the illegal settlements.
Intifada.
And they're calling it Intifada. I think it's the third. It's the third Intifada, as I've read and heard in news, right? So this is what they're demanding. This is what the world is demanding.
Yeah.
You know, this is what the people of the world, the freedom seekers of the world are demanding.
Imam Khomeini said that if every Muslim in the world throws a bucket of water at occupied Palestine, i.e. Israel, it would just flood, it would just wash away. Imagine what we can accomplish through unity.
And that is not limited to just Muslims.
Yeah.
Right? And alhamdulillah, this momentum is unprecedented, and we pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give relief to the oppressed, and their generations have been suffering. It's not something that easy that we can just sit here and talk about. And you know, once you have to face it, you know, when you look at your baby right in front of your eyes, when you look at your mother right in front of your eyes, in that state, this is painful. And Palestinians, despite all of those oppressions, they have resisted for all these 70 years. But this time around, it seems like it's something different, and inshallah, the victory is around the corner. May Allah give them relief and free the oppressed from the clutches of the oppressors, especially the Zionist regime, the illegitimate, barbaric, and illegal Zionist regime.
Oh, without a doubt, Palestine will be free from the river to the sea. There's no doubt about that. It's just a matter of time.
And inshallah, like the leader has said, leader Imam Sayyid Ali Khamenei has said, that we will be praying soon in Al-Aqsa Mosque.
That's all we have time for today. Inshallah, we'll see you next time. From myself, from Sayyid, and from Sheikh, we bid you assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wherever you are.